We're going to continue momentarily with our MAC football coaches media call, as we're proud to and pleased to have Bowling Green head coach Scott Loeffler. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Sorry about that.
For your time, congratulations on the big victory by your Falcons. And after watching the film, talk about victory by your Falcons.
Well, it was the first time that as a team that we played with the intensity, the competitive spirit, the emotion that that you need to play with to win football games. Our effort in all three phases was exceptional. Our intensity was exceptional, and we played with a lot of motion and passion, and really played super hard in every aspect of the game.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad with questions for Coach Loeffler and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You got off to an early lead, 10-0 lead, and obviously the confidence just seemed to grow early on. Talk about the success early and seeing that then grow and progress throughout the entire game.
Well, I thought it was really important to start fast, and we did. And the one thing that that we took from the game as a staff and as a team is it's for the first time, just like I said, that we saw the passion, energy, intensity, emotion that it takes to play this game. And our biggest challenge now is to show them that it works, and now get them to do that Monday through Friday. If you really watch the tape, we're still struggling with becoming competitive excellent. We left a lot of plays on the field that we could have made, and the only way that our point of attack issues get cleaned up, the only way that we clean up making that one or two or three plays to extend the lead is through the same emotion, intensity, and practice, and we really need to be able to take from what we learned from this game and really be able to apply it Monday through Friday to become a better football team.
The effectiveness at quarterback with Grant Lloyd, talk about his performance and what that brought to your offense.
Yeah, I thought he played excellent. I thought he did a lot of great things. He had some mistakes that he wanted back. He's still growing. He's still learning, but he played hard. He played with emotion. He moved the football team, and I couldn't be more proud of him.
From a defensive side, Nico Lawton really brought it as well with a career high, 8 tackles, his 2 sacks, and just was a disruptive force all afternoon. Talk about his performance and how he led your defense.
It was awesome. I'm so proud and happy for Nico. Nico's been one of those guys that he got to experience a Mid-American Conference championship in 2015, and then he's been a part of the hardships that have occurred here over the last 4 years. It was really, really gratifying. It was really neat for him to watch how hard he played and also his productivity. He made a play on a wide zone play on their sideline that if he doesn't make that play, they might score. And it was just through effort, toughness, relentlessness, and he dives, makes the tackle, and was really, really proud of his efforts along with the entire defense.
As you turn the page and look forward to this week with another home game and hosting Central Michigan, when you look at film, talk about some of the challenges the Chippewas will present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, Coach McElwain and that crew up there, we highly respect them. They're great coaches, and the players play hard. They're playing well right now, and just like I said, the most important thing for our football team to do is take that emotion, that intensity, that fight and competitiveness that we had on Saturday and start applying it in practice to become more competitive excellent. So that's going to be our challenge this week. We need to first handle that line of business and then obviously concentrate on the playmakers and the schemes that the Chippewas present us.
Overall, the effectiveness of your running game, 5.9 yards per carry in the victory, certainly that's one element to build upon for success.
No question about it. We ran the football well and we stopped the run, and that's one of our phases of our plan to win. The reason, though, that we won the game, hands down, no questions about it, was we won what we call the daily double. We won the turnover battle against Toledo, and then we won the explosion battle. We had 10 explosive plays to their 3. If you win the turnover battle, you win the explosion battle, you got an 86% chance of winning the game, and then on top of it being able to block a punt, that was probably the reasons why we won.
Sometimes special teams gets left out of the importance of the phase of a football game, and that was widely evident in that victory. Talk about the success your special teams played in that game.
Yeah, our offense was able to start with positive field position all day long, and their offense was up against the hill in regards of field position. I think our special teams played excellent. They had a few mistakes in the kicking game that is very uncharacteristic of them, that we were able to maximize our opportunity and gain some advantage from a few special teams errors by their part. But I thought our special teams played excellent and really made a difference in the game.
Scott, what can a game like this mean for a football team?
Well, just like we've had a bunch of hard times around here over the last couple of years, and having the ability to beat such a great football team, arguably they might be the best in our conference, and to be able to win that football game gives us all belief, gives the alumni, the ex-players, the people on campus, the people in community, but most importantly, our staff and our players that we have belief that we can push this big rock over the hill and get our program turned around. Is it going to happen in a year? Or is it going to happen in two? I don't know. It's going to take some time. I do know that. But it's definitely a stepping stone in the right direction.
Well, Scott, we'll let you get back to preparation for Central Michigan. Congratulations on the victory. We want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott. For Scott Loeffler and his Bowling Green Flashes, Falcons in a 20-7 win over Toledo. In that contest, a quarterback, Grant Loy, counted for two touchdowns and 322 yards of total offense. He was 14-21 passing for 185 yards and ran 19 times for 137 yards and one touchdown. Defensively, defensive lineman Nico Lautinen, again, career-high eight tackles with two sacks and three tackles for loss. For Bowling Green, they will be hosting Central Michigan this coming Saturday, October 19th, that game at 2 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN3.